Free Talk Live. You may bring up anything you want. Toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. That is the place you can go to interact with various different aspects of the show. Number one, you get to actually control the content of the front page of the website. All you have to do is submit content to the site. Submit it as show prep. Whatever you find online, whatever you think is interesting or fun or exciting or whatever you think our listeners would enjoy or the host of the show. But most importantly, the listeners, because we, the hosts, do not have the ability to just promote whatever we want to the front page of the site. It is a social bookmarking website, which means when you submit the thing that you think is interesting, maybe it's a blog post, news article, YouTube video, whatever, you submit it, it appears on the upcoming stories page of the site. It must then achieve a certain number of votes by listeners like you, users of the website at freetalklive.com. Once it reaches that number of votes, it will then be promoted from the upcoming stories page to the front page of the site. So go and get interactive, freetalklive.com. Now, coming up still, we have a story, Mark, that you brought in last night. We didn't get a chance to get to. We will get to that tonight. The teen male strip searched in the school, in a school, apparently. We'll get to that story here in a moment. But actually never finished what we'd initially started talking about. We went off in different court-related directions and, you know, theoretical, what do you do in this kind of situation, illegal police searches, that sort of thing. And I never explained what actually went down this morning in Concord District Court in Concord, New Hampshire, as activist Garrett Ian, liberty activist and New Hampshire native, by the way. He's a really active liberty guy, but he was born and raised here in New Hampshire. He's not a Free State Project participant, as I understand it. Garrett was on trial today for a bicycle light violation. So he took basically an hour of the court's time. Not quite, maybe about 50 minutes of the court's time today, and the prosecutor's time, and the park, the no, not parking, but the cop that arrested him took some of his time too. And
a lot of times the cops will get overtime, so they really like this stuff.
That could be true, and that question was not asked of the officer as to whether or not he was getting overtime. Typically, they do get overtime for this, but the idea is to make the prosecutor and the state folks actually work to get their convictions, rather than just taking a plea deal, which is what most people do. I mean, most people, when faced with a $30 fine, $29.70-something cents, when faced with a $30 fine for not having a light on their bicycle, will just apologize profusely to the judge, say they'll get it fixed, and cut a check, and or get on a payment plan, because most of the people in these courts claim they have absolutely no money, and they have to go and, you know, string payments out over several months, which, of course, usually ends up in a payment plan fee that is then added to the payment plan, and it's even more expensive that way. But the idea is to make them work for it, because normally they don't have to work. Normally all they have to do is come to you with a plea deal, and of course you want it to go away. You don't want to go to trial. You don't want to spend any more time on it. You just want to get back to your life. You just want to get back to your business. You want to get back to your family. You want to get back to the things that are important to you. Being in court and, you know, taking things to trial, not important to the average person. And that's how they get you. Because if everybody just goes along to get along, if everybody just takes the plea deal, the prosecutor never has to prove a single case. They don't have to spend any time or effort actually making a case.
We've actually had people call in that said that they took a, you know, something to trial, and it was the first trial in years.
In the courthouse,
at these courthouses. I mean, this is how rarely these things actually go to trial. I mean, it's far fewer than 1% of arrests end up in a court trial. All of the rest of them are either A, dropped, or B, and this is the largest percentage, somehow meted out in a in some kind of plea deal. And a plea deal doesn't help anybody. A plea deal only helps, I'm sorry, it does help people. It helps two groups of people that you don't particularly want to help. A, guilty people, and B, prosecutors who are just, you know, our government servants who we have put in place in order to do this work. And I guess judges to some extent, although they, you know, they're going to be sitting there anyway.
Indeed.
Yeah, it's just it's like an assembly line. You go to court, the prosecutor comes out, he goes from one person to the next. They are, the overwhelming majority of everybody in there, and you guys said all this last night, but the overwhelming majority of people in there are accused of victimless crimes.
That's right.
the prosecutor goes from one to the next, and he they're worried about this insane fine that they might have to pay, and he says, "Don't worry about it. I'm gonna, you know, I'm a nice guy. This is we're fair here, and we're gonna offer you a deal." So everybody takes the deal, and the municipality, be it the city or the county or whatever, they make bank.
They sure do. It's literally thousands of dollars every single day roll through these courtrooms.
Oh, more than that.
Well, at least thousands of dollars every single day. Yeah. So, you know, the idea is to clog up the system. Make them work for it. If 10% of the people who got parking tickets took those to trial, they wouldn't have enough room in the courts to handle all those cases, in my opinion. Now, of course, 10% ever do that. I don't know if that'll ever occur because, again, the incentives are stacked against you. Most people don't want to have to ever come back to that courthouse. I don't blame them.
In a lot of cases, once you know, if this has ever been tried in most places, they have you know, set up so that it's avoided. They'll give you court costs.
Court costs. $400 court costs.
Just for wanting to take, I mean, just for wanting justice.
Right.
They make an accusation, and then they'll charge you for wishing to contest the accusation.
That, and sometimes they'll even tell you, oh, sure, you can contest this, but what you have to do first is pay the fine in full, then we'll allow you to contest it, and if you win, we'll refund the fine to you.
Yeah, and then
there are states that do that.
They call this justice.
Yeah. So here in New Hampshire, it's not perfect. The system is not perfect here. I'll tell you about what happened later on tonight, you know, with the conflict with some of the bailiffs and court security over a video camera. We've got issues, but at least we don't have this problem where you got to pay a fine up front in order to challenge it. That you don't have to do here in New Hampshire. There's no additional court costs tacked on. If you take a parking ticket, like here in Keene, if you take a $5 parking ticket to court, it's $5 if you lose. You know, that's what the judgment will be against you, is the $5. So there's
that's
no court cost tacked on
paid
to that. I've heard rumor there are court costs in Manchester, but I have yet to confirm that rumor. I've heard that from somebody out in Manchester, that they do it that way there. But, you know, I don't know if that's true. But generally in New Hampshire, you can challenge your tickets, you can challenge, you know, these criminal charges and not have to pay extra if you are found guilty. And most of the time you will be found guilty just because that's the way the system rolls. I mean, the statutes are written the way they're written. If you violate it, then they're going to get you.
I've seen plenty of people that beat it. I don't know. I think to some extent activists are known here in New Hampshire,
mm-hmm.
and most of our experience is in New Hampshire, and they have no intention of letting us win anything. If these people want to win, they can win on appeal. But I've seen sort of the average individuals win at least some of the time.
It does happen. And you'll never win if you take a plea deal. That you can guarantee. That's like, you know, calling it quits. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying you're a bad person for taking a plea deal. Everybody, you know, has a time in their life when this is right or not right for them. And from my perspective, being in New York or California or one of these other states where you don't have an activism network behind you, where you've got extra rules that apply to taking things to court, it makes total sense to take a plea deal in those cases, especially if you're planning to move to New Hampshire someday as part of the Free State Project. Make your stand here. Make your stand here. Clog this system up.
Having been here in New Hampshire and taking these things to court and experiencing that, I couldn't live anywhere. I couldn't live somewhere where you were required to pay court costs in order to try and get some justice for yourself.
Well, most people are never confronted with it. Like I said, fewer than 1% of cases end up in trial. They don't want them in trial, so the vast majority of people don't end up doing it.
Yeah, that should be illegal.
It's unjust. In a justice system, it is clearly unjust. You can't find, I can't find, I'm talking to tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people right now, and not one of them will call in the next 10 minutes to defend the idea that there's court costs for actually taking something to trial for an accusation that an innocent person, a sensibly innocent person, presumed innocent person, would have for taking something to trial for an accusation. It's not.
855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tell us your story, your court experience. Have you ever gone through any of this stuff? 855-453, you can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
And I've got no idea what makes a website successful. Believe me, I've tried.
Lucky for Dave, there's Web.com. Web.com will build his website and yours for free. You heard right. You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today.
Wow, thanks. I feel much better.
You can make that call.
Call Web.com today at 855-885-2819. That's 855-885-2819. Or visit Web.com/radio.
Good day, Peter Krachnabel from Midas Resources. Today is December 11th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1714.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1756.54, 878.27 for a half ounce, or 439.14 for a quarter ounce. 1756.54, 878.27, and 439.14.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 855-453. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy them. They are free.
Once again, freetalklive.com. And those features do include listening options. We've got live streams, broadband, midband, narrowband versions of the show, three different bit rates, three different streams for different internet connection speeds. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in to those. And also, there are other ways to listen, of course. Over 100 great radio stations on AM and FM carry the show across the country and at various different times throughout the week. Plus, satellite listening choices include XM Satellite Radio, where we are heard on two different XM channels throughout the week and all week long. And in addition to that, we've also got our KU band free-to-air channel available all across North America on Galaxy 19. In addition, there's our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way as well. All of it detailed at listen.freetalklive.com.
Under the mistletoe this year, there's only one thing you should be slipping into your lover's mouth. Stateless Sweets, delicious, handmade, all-natural candy.
I got a rave review of Stateless Sweets candy today by one of our industry guys. We've got this gentleman we've been working with for a few years, several years now,
yep,
who is kind of like our one of our consultants.
He's like our affiliate relations consultant.
And really nice, nice guy, great guy to work with, glad to be on board with him. But we sent some Stateless Sweets.
He's so nice, he doesn't really belong in radio.
We sent some gift, I don't know if they were baskets, but gift packs.
Yeah,
packages.
Gift baskets.
Kind of some variety of things in them to some of our
Stateless Sweets
business buddies.
Stateless Sweets gift baskets. We've never seen them, obviously. We have them sent from Jillian in California.
Yeah, she did it all up, right?
She hand makes all the candies at statelesssweets.com. She's spending a lot of time doing that this holiday season.
Anyway, Skip, our friend in the industry, raved about the candies and said that he's almost completely tapped out the caramels.
Yeah, you can't stop with the caramels. I asked her specifically, do the caramels have crack in them? She said no crack. No crack in the caramels.
It wouldn't taste good if they had crack.
I don't know, but I just can't stop eating them.
Yeah.
The ones I mentioned here specifically, the salted honey caramels. Every caramel I have is the most delicious one of the caramels because it's the one I just had recently.
Yeah.
But this is true of the cinnamon caramels and then the regular caramels. I just literally cannot eat only one. They're not. It's not because of the MSG either, because these are all natural candies. Not only are they handmade, but they're all natural too. You can go to statelesssweets.com and get your candies for this holiday season. You're going to eat candy this holiday season. The chances are very high. And don't make it one of these, you know, off-the-shelf candies out there. You know, go ahead, invest the time in the good-tasting candies, and you can get them at statelesssweets.com. Yes, stateless ends in two S's, and sweets begins in one, so there are three S's there in a row, statelesssweets.com. And use coupon code FTL, and you can save an additional 10% off at statelesssweets.com.
That would be a smart idea. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
They take Bitcoins, too, by the way.
We've kind of continued the legal conversation tonight. I mean, there's a lot going on out in legal land, and maybe you've had experience you want to share, or you're in the midst of something. We are certainly not attorneys, but, we do have some experience.
Take our advice at your own peril.
We have some experience at this whole lawyerly thing, or rather the legal land.
This is not advice.
Experience. That's correct. It's not even intended to be construed in any way, shape, or form as advice. But anyway, 855-450-FREE is the number. I was again in court today. This time it wasn't my trial. It was Garrett Ian's trial. And he was taking a $30 ticket, which was in regards to not having a light on the front of his bicycle. That he was walking at the time, yes. And Garrett's contention, and the video will be available at some point at freekeen.com. I know he's working on it as we speak. But Garrett's contention is that this officer in particular targeted him because he'd had a previous interaction with said officer where the officer was very upset about the fact that Garrett was audio recording him. And so he'd had a previous interaction, and he targeted him again in this particular case because of that. The officer
Garrett
also refuses
distinctive looking, so it's possible the officer could actually pick him out on the side of the road.
I don't think he had his fro at the time that this was done, but he's certainly distinctive looking now.
Yeah, he's got a big giant afro.
And anyway, so this officer did not identify himself. He's being, you know, one of those typical rude cops where he's being asked what his name is. He's refusing to identify. That is, the cop is refusing to identify and, you know, targeting somebody because they're a known activist, basically, was Garrett's contention at the trial today. But, you know, as far as the actual law itself, it's probably going to be a guilty finding. I mean, he didn't have the light on the front of the bicycle. He didn't bring up the 10th Amendment right to, or 10th Article 10, right to revolution, which we have here in New Hampshire, which most states don't have in their constitution. I think it would be interesting to try that one out and see how that goes. But the story really that I wanted to relay wasn't so much about Garrett's trial and the details therein. You can see all that in the full trial video, which will, again, be up at some point at freekeen.com, freeconcord.org, which is Garrett's website. But more to talk about the ridiculous behavior of the court bureaucrats. I mean, literally 24 hours after James Cleveland, who's one of the newer movers here, was threatened by court security bailiffs in Palmer, Massachusetts, James Cleveland was once again threatened by court security bureaucrats in Concord, New Hampshire, for the basic same thing. In this case, there was one difference. The bureaucrats allowed the cameras through this security checkpoint. In Massachusetts, we couldn't even get past the security checkpoint with any kind of electronic device. So the cameras were allowed through the checkpoint, but the bailiffs were making the call that you can't be using those cameras. So it's been the case for...
You have the camera, you just can't use it.
Right. It's been the case for a while here that camera use or any audio recording device usage in court lobbies is completely prohibited. And there's supposed to be some kind of a staging area in which one could use a camera, but I don't yet know where these staging areas are or if they've ever
been discerned. They're not going to share
it with you. But anyway, so we all were allowed through. I had a camera in my bag. Pete Ayer from copblock.org had a camera. Daryl Perry from fpp.cc had a camera. And Garrett, James also had a camera. And Garrett had a camera. Every activist that came out to this today was armed with a video camera. So we all made it through, and immediately I, myself and Daryl proceeded to the window of the clerk's office to file notices to record, as we always do, to be able to get the cameras in the courtroom and record the trial. But I, you know, I'm on, like, I've got five different cases working right now, and I'm out on a suspended sentence. So I was not able to push things as far as James did today. James does not have any suspended sentence hanging over his head. So he was much more able to be brazen with his recording. And he had his camera out. Mine was in my bag. I was waiting until I got into the courtroom. So... he's got his out. It's sitting on the counter, and at one point, one of the court security officers comes in to start reading us the rules. And he's not reading them from a sheet of paper or anything like that. He's just telling. He wants to let us know what the rules are. He wants to assert his authority, and he lets us know that the rule is that you have to give 24 hours notice in advance of a trial in order to be able to record it. And I immediately said to him, and this was caught on the recording, by the way, which I'll post over at the Facebook and the Twitter.
You are wrong, Mamma Jamma.
I said, yeah, that's a lie, basically, is what I told him. And that's because I was in that very same courthouse a week prior and had been there multiple times prior to that, where I had not filed 24 hours in advance. I had filed 10 minutes in advance and was no problem able to get up into the courtroom and record the trials. 855-450-FREE. They almost arrested James for what he did next. It's Free Talk Live. Tell you more in moments.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today. If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. And involve yourself over there. There's a lot of features on that site. We give them all away. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you in studio tonight, it is Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And, of course, on the site, you can also get access to our mobile site if you are a smartphone user. And your smartphone is working. Unfortunately, Johnny Ray's seems to be boot looping at the moment, and that's usually a bad sign. But if you have a working smartphone, you can go to m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com, m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams.
What is boot looping?
Yeah, I didn't know there was a term for that.
Well, the phone is booting in a loop, meaning it continues
doing the same thing over and over again.
It continues to boot.
Expecting a different result.
Yeah.
MortgageMinuteGuy.com is the place to go to get low-cost loans. The fact is that loans right now are historically low rates. Yes, you've been hearing that for year after year, but they, in fact, keep getting lower. 2.5% for a 15-year fixed right now. One of the reasons you want a 15-year fixed rather than like a 30-year fixed is you pay far less in interest on a 15-year mortgage. This is the lowest rate you're likely to ever see. The fiscal cliff talk is all over Washington, D.C. right now, and one of the things they're thinking about doing is eliminating the home interest deduction. If you get in now, but this year, you're going to have a much better chance than, well, next year. So the fact is that this 2.5% rate would result on a $150,000 house of a payment of as little as $999 for a $150,000 house. You can go to their website at MortgageMinuteGuy.com, answer their little three-question application, or they've got a telephone number there for you, too. It's MortgageMinuteGuy.com. MortgageMankGuy.com. One more time, MortgageMankGuy.com.
Let's go to the phones here, and I'll continue what happened with the conflict between court security this morning. Not the story from Palmer yesterday, but completely different courthouse. A few of the same activists, though, this morning here in Concord, New Hampshire. But first, we go to Robert listening in Mark and I's hometown of Sarasota, Florida, WSRQ. Hey, Robert.
Hey, guys. Hats off to you. Doing a fine job there.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
This takes place about 1998, so I still haven't forgotten it. I was pulled over one night in Sarasota in the Gulf Gate area. A deputy accused me of speeding, and he pulled me over to the cemetery in Gulf Gate there.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what's up? And he says, you don't know what I'm pulling you over for? I said, I had no idea. He said, I clocked in excess of 85 miles an hour. I said, you got to be
kidding me. How in the world could you go 85 miles an hour that way? They have traffic calming things all over the place.
Yes, in Gulf Gate. Could you imagine? He was parked. I saw him. He was parked at the Pee Wee Herman Theater there in Gulf Gate.
Yeah.
And I had hit my brake lights as I passed him, but somebody was crossing from Denny's there. I'm sure you know the location.
Yep.
Across from Gulf Gate Mall there. And he proceeded to come after me. He caught me within a quarter of a mile. And I couldn't imagine him catching me if I was doing 85 miles an hour.
Yeah. He's got a pretty fast car to catch you from 0 to 85 in a quarter mile.
Exactly. So my brother-in-law was a state trooper, and I rode with him several times, and I had given him a call over in Orlando, the I-4 corridor he works around Disney World. And I said, you got to help me out, buddy. I got a ticket. He goes, for what? I said, I really don't know. He said I was speeding in excess of 85 miles an hour, and I got a ticket for $187.50, and he asked me who the officer was, and I told him, he said, I know that guy. He's had a few problems there before. I said, well, can you help me out? He said, I really can't do that. He says, because I work for the police department, highway patrol. He says, but I would take it to court. And I said, well, what do you think? He said, no, just take it to court because you stand a good chance. I said, I know you wouldn't be speeding. So 6 months later, I'm in the courtroom contesting this.
Hold on, before you go on with the courtroom, in Florida, I never did any of this stuff. I only started doing it when I moved to New Hampshire. Is there some sort of a fee to go to court? Was there in the late 90s anything that made it more difficult to actually take it to court?
No, I just contested the ticket.
Okay.
I didn't have
great. Good to know.
Yeah, I was a little confused as to where you were. You were right on Highway 41, so there weren't any traffic on it.
In front of the Gulf Gate Mall.
Right.
And where that Pee Wee Herman Theater was there, and there was a Denny's across the street. And he caught me just by South Trail Tires there.
Most of our listeners don't know where any of those things are, so it didn't really matter to them. But
suffice to say, you must have caught all the lights right, because that place is lousy with traffic lights.
Oh, 41 is a terrible place to get any level of speed going on. So let's get back to your in-court story. Go ahead.
Yes, so, by the way, I failed to tell you that I was on my way to work. I work for the Postal Service.
Okay.
And I opened up the post office myself. I had the keys for the post. And I opened up at 3:30 in the morning, let all the trucks in for incoming mail. And this officer says to me, what are you doing out at 3:30 in the morning? I said, well, sir, I'm going to work. He says, who goes to work at 3:30 in the morning?
What a jerk.
Bakers?
I was quite foggy out that morning. And I'm staying in a cemetery. He said, so you're not coming from a bar? I said, sir, I'm going to work. I'm going to stop at the Dunkin' Donuts there and get the place open by 4 o'clock. And another car proceeded to pass us, and he threw his flashlight at the car, and there was another police officer. And he hit that car with a flashlight.
He hit the police car with a flashlight.
Right, another police car that went by.
Strange
so
behavior.
Now I'm in a cemetery. I have no witnesses to this whole thing. He says, so you're calling me a liar? I said, no, I didn't call you a liar. I said I wasn't doing 85 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm. He hit the other police car with the light from his flashlight, or with
the actual
light itself?
Big metal flashlight he had in his hand. He threw it right at the car.
Wow.
Strange behavior.
All right.
Yeah, it was crazy. So I said, you know what, I had enough of it. I just contested it. I didn't pay the ticket. I went to court, and I sat in the courtroom about 6 months later, and he's sitting behind me with another deputy, and he said, what are you here for? He said, I got some jerk here about 3:30. He told me he wasn't coming from the bar. Can you imagine 3:30 in the morning and he says, I'm coming from a bar? And I'm listening to the whole, I'm eavesdropping on the conversation.
Sure you are.
And he's telling me that, he thinks he's going to get away with this. So my ticket, I had told you before that my ticket said $187.50 for this ticket.
Yeah.
And it says nothing on, nothing checked. So I'm now standing before the judge, and this officer is standing there. And the judge says to me, are you aware what you're here for? I says, no, Your Honor, I'm not here for, I don't know what I'm here for other than a ticket. I've got a fee on here for $187.50, but I don't know what it's for. And he said, well, sir, let me see your copy. And so I get, both cops went up to the bailiff and to the judge. And he looks over to the officer, and he says, well, did you finish his ticket or alter this ticket after the fact, after you issued it? And he said, well, I probably did my paperwork later. He says, well, why didn't you put it on this gentleman's ticket that he was speeding?
So he wrote, said, just well, to clarify, you're saying that he wrote you a ticket for $187, but didn't actually write upon the ticket what the alleged violation was?
Exactly.
Okay.
So that's what I was basically contesting, the fact that I didn't know what I was in the courtroom for.
Mm.
So then the judge said, well, sir, what do you have to say for yourself? I said, Your Honor, if I could just have 5 minutes, I said, where this took place, you know where the movie theater is, and you know where the cemetery was at. I said, if I was doing 85 miles an hour, I'd have been 3-4 miles up the road before he caught me. And he looks at the officer, and he says, you know, he said, I think the young man did his homework. He says, so what I'm going to do is dismiss this case.
Nice.
Good for you.
But how old were you, by the way, at this time?
At that time, I was 45.
Young man at 45. Very good.
Yeah.
So congratulations, by the way. That's excellent.
Thank you. But it doesn't end there. What happened after that, I was charged. He said, well, I'm going to drop the charges, but I'm going to charge you $37.50 court cost.
What?
And I think to myself, well, this is a lot better than $187.50.
That's what
it's
they want you to
better.
Think.
Yeah.
So I left the courtroom, only to exit to the elevator, and we both, me and the officer, on the elevator.
All right, I want to hear the rest of the story.
Yeah, I do want to hear that.
Hang on, Robert. We're going to bring you back here in a moment. Stand by. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Sometimes
things are getting tense.
You don't realize it. Sometimes you don't realize it, but they actually have no case a lot of the time when they hand out tickets. If you actually challenge it, take it to court, you get to find out what their case is. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
And I've got no idea what makes a website successful. Believe me, I've tried.
Lucky for Dave, there's Web.com. Web.com will build his website and yours for free. You heard right. You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today.
Wow, thanks. I feel much better.
You can make that call.
Call Web.com today at 855-885-2819. That's 855-885-2819. Or visit Web.com/radio.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check.
weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of these airwaves and do it toll free at 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy them. Head over to freetalklive.com, and if you would like to support the program, we mentioned the AMP program previously tonight, but there was a couple of things, Mark, that you would wanted to add to the discussion about AMP.
Right. The AMP program is about advertising, marketing, and promoting the Free Talk Live as a show.
Right, getting on more stations, getting more internet listeners.
You know, it's besides people who enjoy the show, and those people are great to have them, feel some kind of compunction to AMP the program. What it's really about is people who believe in the ideas of liberty. And if you believe in the ideas of liberty, what we believe here at Free Talk Live is that we are the street preachers of liberty. We bring the message to the average individual listening on the radio, and the AMP program allows you to support us in that endeavor. We get no money from the AMP program. We do not, as a matter of fact...
Well, I handle the money, but I don't keep it.
Right. You spend actually more money than you're getting in from the AMP program on advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live.
Because I love Free Talk Live, and this is what I do.
Right. So you take some of the money you earn, and we earn...
take some of my paycheck, and I spend it on AMP.
We earn money through the sales of advertising, and actually Johnson, who's on the air with us now again, he has the opportunity to make a little bit of money on merchandise sales, but it's really, really just change. Yeah. So that's where the hosts make their money. So please, AMP at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's $5 a month, and you get perks, too. So check it out, amp.freetalklive.com. Robert is with us, calling from Mark and I's hometown of Sarasota, Florida, listening to WSRQ in the late 1990s. Robert, you were pulled over on a major thoroughfare down there, U.S. 41. The cop alleged that you were doing 85 miles an hour, which, given the amount of stoplights on U.S. 41, is a relatively difficult thing to achieve. And then you decided to challenge this in court. You took it to court. The judge threw the case out, but strangely decided to issue court costs to you, which seems strange to me. If you're not convicted of something, they can still hit you with court costs? Anyway, the judge said $35 court costs, and then you went on your way out of the courtroom, and that's where you were about to pick up the story.
Yeah, so I entered the courtroom thinking $37.50 was a lot better than $187.50. So I said, well, I won this one, so I better just get out of here real quick before they change your mind, you know? So as I got in the elevator, I says to the road officer, I said, well, I'm sorry it went down that way, but you win some and you lose some. He said, well, I got your name and number, and I will get you sooner or later.
Yeah, I believe that.
I said, no, you're not, because I'm going right back to the judge. And I went back to the courtroom. The bailiff stopped me, and he said, what's the problem? And I said, I'd love to speak to the judge. And he said, 1 minute.
I can't believe they let you talk to him.
Yeah, normally the judge won't let you see him without a scheduled hearing, but go ahead.
I told the bailiff that the officer just threatened me on the elevator, and I wasn't going to tolerate it. And he said, well, hold on a minute. So he went, approached the bench, and the judge ordered the bailiff to take me down to the sheriff. At the time, his name was Sheriff Mons. He took me down there. He wanted to hear the story, and I told him what had happened on the elevator, and he assured me that they don't have a badge, and this isn't the Wild Wild West, so they don't get to do what they want to do. And he said, this is probably true. I said, however, he's not going to do it himself. He'll get one of his cronies to do it. And he said, well, I don't want to hear of any problems. If you have a problem on the road with an officer, I want to hear about it because I'm not going to tolerate it. But I had found out within 6 months he was fired for something else he had done on the force. So
wow, that's pretty unusual for any police officer to ever get fired. Is a rare occurrence. This guy must have been a real bad apple.
Yeah, he actually fondled a woman that he pulled over, and that's what his charge was. So
yeah,
that sounds like you got off easy then.
Yeah, so 37-50. Yes, but the people need to be empowered. These cops just, you know, stand up for yourself. If you think you're right,
good on you, man. But you still had to pay the $35 court costs.
Yeah, exactly. I don't understand it, but that's, you know, crazy. It could be a lot worse, I think, but it's, you know.
That's what they want you to think. They want you to be appreciative of it and, you know, not take it any further. And then what can you really do to challenge a judge's assessment of court costs? Can you somehow appeal that? That seems unlikely.
It does seem unlikely.
So, hey, great story.
How do you appeal the innocent, the not guilty verdict?
Right. Hey, Robert, thanks for sharing your story tonight. I thought it was great. Appreciate hearing from you this evening. And, again, that's calling from our hometown, so it's easy to listen to that, knowing that we know exactly where he was pulled over. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL, C-A-I, toll-free line. But it brought up a point I wanted to make that applies to everything. If you're ever facing even a parking ticket or, you know, a speeding ticket, something that just seems routine, seems run-of-the-mill, take the time to file for a motion, file a notice or request or motion for discovery, depending on whatever the court rules require there. Usually it's just a simple matter of sending a piece of paper into the prosecutor and the court and saying, I would like discovery. Please send it to this address. And then before the trial happens, they have to send you, in most places, this, you know, again, not a lawyer, not legal advice, but in my experience, in most places, they have to send you all the evidence they have against you. So police reports, you know, whatever evidence they've collected, whatever they've found online, whatever, anything they've got that they plan on using in the trial against you, they have to send it to you. That way you're not walking into the trial blind. That, like he said in the trial, I mean, he knew it was a speeding ticket, but in his trial he told the judge he didn't really know what this was for because the complaint itself didn't say on it what it was for. Sometimes when you do that, all they'll do is they'll say, oh, excuse me, Your Honor, I need to amend that complaint. And then they'll go ahead and they'll write on the complaint in the courtroom what it's, you know, what it originally was supposed to be. So just because they haven't checked a box or the, you know, the officer hasn't filled in a line on the complaint form doesn't mean that you're going to get it thrown out. It doesn't hurt to try. You know, it doesn't hurt to try that approach, but it's no guarantee of success because they can always just amend the complaint right there and then. I've seen that stuff happen. But if you've got discovery, at least you know what you're up against. And then, Johnny Ray, you've got a tactic that has worked for you in the past regarding the witness list.
That's right. It's worked two times for me. Here in the state of New Hampshire, the prosecutor is required to provide for the defendant a list of the witnesses it intends to introduce at trial.
Now, that's even if you don't ask for it, right?
The prosecutor shall provide for the witness, for the defendant, 2 weeks, no less than 14 days prior to the trial, a list of the witnesses it intends to introduce at trial. So what does provide for the defendant a list of the witnesses mean? I'm not exactly sure, but
I know what it is. I've gotten witness lists before. They send you a piece of paper in the mail saying, here's who we intend to call.
Right, but maybe all they need to do is create this list.
And here we
have it. Here we have it. If you didn't come get it, it was on my desk. Fault.
You could have got it anytime you wanted.
Yeah. But if they can't show...
I don't know if that's considered providing to just, you know, make a list and put it in a file somewhere. I don't think that's considered providing. They have to give that to you, either in hand or via postal mail, I would think.
Yeah, well, that's the two times that I've used this tactic. It has worked. The prosecutor didn't dot this particular I, and I had my charges dismissed.
Now, wait a minute. There's an interesting way that you did that, though. I mean, you didn't get the witness list, but you don't make an objection right at the beginning of the trial.
Yeah.
What is the tactic?
You wait until the first witness is sworn in.
Why?
And the reason why is because that attaches jeopardy to the case.
What does that mean?
All I know is that it means that in the United States, or maybe in every state, there are laws against subjecting yourself to jeopardy twice.
Double jeopardy.
You can't
be charged with the same crime twice. So the same incident, the same crime for the same incident twice. Is that it?
Yeah, we'd have to look that up to get the language on that. But basically, I think people know what we're talking about. They've seen it in the movies and whatnot.
Right.
So when the witness is sworn in, jeopardy is attached to the case. And if the case is thrown out because of technicality, after that, you can't be tried again for it.
So does that mean the case is dismissed with prejudice, as it is called?
What does that mean?
Double jeopardy is a...
They can't bring it back.
Right. Double jeopardy is a procedural defense that forbids a defendant from being tried again on the same or similar charges following a legitimate acquittal or conviction. So, let's see. I don't know if it gives the definition for the other term in here, but... Anyway, it's worked for you, and that's an awesome tactic.
By listening to me over the past minute and a half, you can tell I am not the brainiest guy myself, but just because I did a little bit of research and tried and took that first step, I've had success.
855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've got more coming up here. Hour number three is on the way. You may take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Also still to come, the remainder of the story from this morning, the conflict between bailiffs and camera-toting activists in Concord District Court. We'll come up. Free Talk Live.
MindThings.com is a fun online game that pits you against people around the world to mine for scarce resources. Do business in a capitalist economy with virtually mined gold, tax-free. It doesn't require a big-time commitment. Your little mining robot guy works whether you're logged in or not. It costs nothing to play, but you can buy bonuses. They even accept bitcoins. Go to MindThings.com, use coupon code FTL, and double your mining speed. It's free. MindThings.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.